Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Hey, this week it's the Swift County Fair in Appleton, and here to tell us all about it is the president of the Swift County Fair Board, John Panzer. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're pretty excited about this week, huh?
We're getting all geared up here. A lot of work coming together, and excited to see our lineup of entertainment and activities to do at the county fair.
That's right. I'll be over there every day and broadcasting from the fair, and looking forward to a great fair again, John. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, try to work real hard at having a lot of different events, something for everybody of all tastes and interests.
Yeah, it's you guys, Fair Board kind of works on this year-round, don't they?
We pretty much do, yeah. I mean, after the fair, you know, we don't really slow down because we've got to kind of clean up the finances and get everything ready for winter. But we meet every single month at least, and then during the summer, it gets to be every 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, tell us what's happening, when the fair starts, and some of the events.
Yeah, things will kick off Wednesday with entry day. So we have a 5-day fair Wednesday, the 15th of August through the 19th on Sunday. And just have a lot of combination of things. Can run through the entertainment starting on Wednesday night with the White Sidewalls. They're going to be here to do a 50s, 60s dance party in the Chuck Brown Building. And then Thursday night will be one of the big nights with a national act. We're bringing in Exile. So they'll be performing on the free stage at 8 p.m. And following their performance, we'll have Foreplay wrapping up the night on Thursday. Mm. And then Friday afternoon, we got Larry Olson, the polka band, coming in the afternoon. And lots of things kind of surrounding that with on our pie social. And I think you've been involved with that a little bit in the past, Paul.
Yeah, I have. One of my favorite things.
Yeah, that's a good time there.
Yeah, it is.
And Larry Olson, you know, they're a great polka band. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Larry's like a legend, isn't he?
Yeah. I work at Pioneer Public TV. We used to spend our Memorial Day weekend down there every so often. So yeah, I've gotten to know Larry quite well over the years.
Yep.
And then Friday night we rock it out with some Judd Hoos coming in. They'll be playing on a free stage at 9 p.m. till close that night. And then Saturday night is a big night for us. I should say first Saturday afternoon we'll have the Blues Brothers on the free stage. And that's kind of in conjunction with our Swift County Rib Fest and craft beer tasting that's in the afternoon out there next to the Brown Building at 3 p.m.
Yep.
And then we have the Grassroots on Saturday night. So we're excited to have them come.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands from the 70s. I grew up with them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're excited to have them. And it's kind of a treat between Exile and the Grassroots. I mean, that's going to be something else, I think.
Yeah, and a thing about that is it's free, isn't it?
It's all free. Yeah. We haven't changed the gate fee for many, many years. So it's still $2 to get in and $2 to park.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to come more than a couple days, you know, your best bet is to buy a $10 season pass that gets an individual in and pays for your car to park. So $10 for 5 days, it's a pretty good deal.
That's right. Back to the Rib Fest on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, John. I don't know, was it year three or four going into this? The event gets bigger and bigger, and one of my favorite events of the fair.
Yeah, this is the third year. Like I said, the Blues Brothers Review Band will be performing, and we have several. We started adding the craft beer tasting to it last year. There's eight teams that are competing for the trophy, and then you get a chance to vote and buy some ribs. And I mean, it's great. I mean, I love it. I get to the fairgrounds usually every morning really early, and these guys are usually already smoking away and cooking, and it smells fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a fun event. Like you say, last year I couldn't believe the crowd that showed up for it. It was so big.
Right. 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon for that. Tell us what's happening in the grandstand.
Yeah, so we got kind of related to that. They're not all in the grandstand, but we start off on Thursday night with the Ranch Rodeo. That's actually in our horse arena, and that's free to go to. It's a lot of fun. And then Friday night and Saturday night are the demolition derbies. And so that's Friday night starts at 6:30. Or I'm sorry, 7 o'clock, and then Saturday starts at 6:30. So lots of different events there. And then Sunday afternoon we have a tractor pull, an antique tractor pull, in the grandstand, and that's free. We don't charge for that either. That's free with your gate admission.
Okay. And
now we got kind of an exciting side new class for the demolition derbies. I think it's Friday night with a partner event where you have a driver, but your passenger also is in there, and they're in charge of running the throttle, the gas, and the brakes. So one guy drives, one guy is running the gas and the brakes. So,
awesome.
It's going to be fun. It's we have a lot of teams that are excited about that already and signed up to come. So that's going to be fun.
Right. Talk about the rides on the Midway.
Yeah, we got Midwest Rides coming back. Been here for a few years, you know. I've been working with them to try to bring more rides and work through all that to try to make it a great time. And we got lots of different ways to do it besides just buying at the ticket office. You can buy your ride tickets in advance and save quite a bit of money. So you can do that at any of the Swift County banks, and also Larson Associates, great Glacial Plains in Benson, and Larson Associates in Benson. But also you can go right on our website and buy them online.
Oh, you can,
pick them up when you come to the fair.
Yeah, what is that website, John?
It's SwiftCountyFair.org.
Okay.
.org.
And
we got three special nights with the carnival, too, an armband night on Thursday and Sunday afternoon that you just buy the armband and you can ride the whole period of time as many times as you want. And then we kick it off in a big way here in Swift County with a dollar ride night on Wednesday. So there's a from 6 to 9, you can pay a buck and ride any ride for a dollar each.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might jump on that one.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Hey, I heard there's fireworks, too.
Yeah, Larson and Associates Insurance, they have come on board to sponsor our fireworks this year. And so, yeah, two nights of fireworks, and they're fantastic fireworks, both Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun. And, of course, you know, WestCon has their Whip Your Float feed on Thursday at 5 p.m. And, yeah, just so many things, not little things, but lots of events, more than I could name here. These are the bigger ones, but I'd encourage people just to go to our website and get the schedule. And there's a lot of demonstrations that are going on and games and a lot of things for the kids, the track, the pedal pull for the kids. Character artists are here. We got a face painters coming. We got a balloon tying clown coming in. All sorts of things. Too many for me to mention, really.
Yeah, that's right. And it all ends with Johnny Holmes on Sunday night. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we used to have Johnny Holmes on Sunday night every year, and then it didn't work for a while. So now we're bringing him back for Sunday night to close out our fair this year, and that's gonna be a great way to shut things down and celebrate the end.
You bet. And you can follow on. You guys do a great job. You can follow Swift County Fair on social media too.
Absolutely. Yeah, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, you know. That's really the best way. We're going to be giving some prizes away. So, you know, having some contests going on our Facebook page. So check us out there. And that's the way to keep up to date with all the things going on at the fair. And post your pictures. We want to see what you're doing out there as well.
Okay, I will. I'll post a lot of pictures, John.
Yeah, that'd be great. I know you're big into that, and that's... I love to see all the pictures that you post. So
yeah, it's
thanks
fun.
Thanks for doing that.
Well, we're looking forward to the Swift County Fair in Appleton this week. Once again, starts Wednesday through Sunday. And as John mentioned, $2 per person at the gate and $2 to park your car or a season pass for $10 at the gate. And the entertainment in the Chuck Brown Building is absolutely free, and some great entertainment this year, John.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope people come out, and it looks like the weather's going to be fantastic.
It does. Thanks, John, for telling us what's happening on the Swift County Fair this year.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Look forward to seeing you here.
Yep. John Panzer, president of the Swift County Fair Board, and everybody head on over to Appleton this week. It's going to be a great time at the Swift County Fair.